let's take a second to say congratulations to the class of 2015, all those newly minted college graduates who are about to step out into the real world, maybe land a great job, make some real money. Question is, did you choose the right major? Well, Georgetown University's Center on Education and the Workforce recently put out a new report that breaks down earnings by what students chose to study. So maybe graduates and incoming freshmen might want to listen closely. Jill Schlesinger of CBS News joins us now with details. Hi there, Jill.
Hi.
So drum roll, please. If I want to make a ton of cash during my career, I should major in...
I'm not so sure. Isn't that good? A nice, mudgy, gray answer for you? Because you know you want me to say petroleum engineering.
I do.
I'm not going to say it. Okay, this report is fascinating for lots of reasons. Now, we know that data have shown that people with college educations earn more in their lifetimes than those who only complete high school. But really, we're talking about in this study, there's a pretty big range. So I could tell you, yes, you should be an engineer or computer, statistics, math, business. But within each of those fields, there's a wide range of what you could earn. So it's not a slam dunk. You could be a high achieving law and public policy person who earns more than an engineer. So that's why I actually love this report, because it's all about the gray areas.
Okay, so a high-achieving public policy person could earn more, but earn more than a mid-range engineer, a low-earning engineer?
Well, aren't you getting me now? Mm-hmm. Yes, so mid-range. So let's just talk about the median, because I think what happens is we, as a society, we look at that median and we say, that's it. Well, of course, if you look at the median for, say, architecture and engineering, you're looking at just over $80,000 annual wages over the career, okay? Now, it is true that you could be a social scientist and also earn that much, but you're at the far end of the spectrum within your career set. So yes, you are more likely to earn more money if you are a STEM graduate, science, technology, engineering, or math, but it doesn't mean that all is lost if you are just not so great at those things. That's, I guess, what I want to emphasize here.
Right, and I'm also seeing that earnings go even higher with the introduction of graduate-level education.
Well, it's very interesting because there was they said, hey, let me look at a biology major, right? Now, if you're a biology major and you just complete undergrad, you've got median annual wages of $56,000 over your career. They make that 25 to age 59. But if you're a biologist who finishes a graduate program, and by the way, more than half of biologists do, your median annual earnings jump from that $56,000 up to $96,000. So the addition of a graduate degree in certain fields adds a ton. Listen, the more education you have, chances are the more you're going to earn. The problem is that's not necessarily the case with some of the liberal arts studies, which is why I think experts are concerned that kids coming out with those undergraduate degrees, that they don't pile up debt, because it's very risky when you come out.
Right. And I just will say, though, that I feel like there's always room for experts in the humanities as well, that maybe life isn't just down to your how much you earn, but maybe what you add to the world.
Absolutely. And be clear, I am talking, you are talking, we are liberal arts majors here, and I believe in that education. But be careful not to assume too much debt to get that beautiful degree.
Jill Schlesinger with CBS News. Thanks so much, Jill.
Great to be with you.